Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. And off this week, so we're in the 4th of July, Kevin and Lauren Lapka in the studio with us. The kids are taking over.
Is it hot in here, or is it just my sunburn making me
it's
sweat?
It's definitely just your face.
Okay.
All right, you two, stop it now. Okay. She's touching me! She's touching me! She won't stop touching
You're
me!
You're on my side!
Are we there yet?
All right. Well, speaking of that, you know, there's a lot of families who are going to be heading off to summertime activities now, including the public pool. And the Centers for Disease Control just raised the alarm bell and said, hey, let me tell you something about these public pools. People are putting kids with diapers in them and stuff.
Dude.
I know. Irfan Hafiz is with us. He's been with us before, and I want to thank him for being back with us. Thank you, doctor, infectious disease specialist and chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine, Huntley Hospital. And all right, so doctor, this it was a cryptosporidium, right? Isn't that the particular parasite that they're concerned about? That actually is not like a human thing. That's nature, right?
Correct. Yes, it's mainly seen in veterinary medicine a lot, but occasionally humans can get infected as well.
And what is it? Where do we get it from?
Typically, it's in fresh water or contaminated water, and the parasites can live there for a long time. And, you know, if you drink that water or you ingest it, then you can get a little sick with that.
But isn't there I'm not trying to make up medicine here. I'm just asking a question. But I seem to recall that people who actually can swim in this, sometimes that parasite can get in the nose and then travel to the brain. Am I wrong about that?
I think you're referring to a slightly different parasite called amoeba, and there's a variation of that. Those can get into the brain, and those can be really bad infections. Those are fortunately very, very rare.
Right, but it's sort of like you hear about this more in the south than you hear about it up north.
Yes.
But it is, I know that there have been cases like that, and it's, you don't want to hear about that. But
no, you don't.
I mean, the public pool, doctor, let's just talk about this. The public pool, I think, it's a dying branch on the evolutionary tree here. It's the sort of thing that just seems to me I got it, you know, before there was air conditioning, why you wanted to have these things, but the public pools are pretty, you know.
Gross?
Yeah, there's a lot, especially, you know, people do. They put their kids in the pool, and they've got, you know, in their diapers, and kids go to the bathroom in the pool.
Yeah, it's not theirs. They'll do whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's bad.
So what do we do about this? Are we avoiding public pools? what do we do
moving
forward?
Don't put your head under the water. Right. What would you suggest? Irfan, if you had to be in one of these pools,
wear
what would you do?
Wear a scuba suit to the public pool or something?
I think that's a little bit of a difficult question to answer there. I mean, certainly you want to make sure that it's a pool that's well-maintained, good water circulation, chlorinating the waters and things like that. Overcrowded pools, probably not a great idea.
Right.
So I think you do want to have some discretion with, you know, which pools to go to. I hate to tell people not to have fun. It's finally warm and you want to enjoy the pools.
So then what should we look for if we're worried about this parasite?
Kids in their diapers in
the pool? Well, no, I mean symptom-wise. You know, if you're done swimming and you feel a little off, what symptoms would we be looking for?
So for most people, you'll get a little bit of a tummy pain and maybe a low-grade fever and a little bit of diarrhea. It can be just like a little bit of a food poisoning or, you know, an upset stomach kind of thing. And for the good news is for most people, you get better on your own without any treatment there. There are a few people who are immunocompromised or have other medical conditions that can get a little bit sicker. So I think one of the things is, if you do have chronic medical conditions, probably stay away from public pools in general. That may be a good idea.
Mm-hmm. If I'm just chronically worried about things, I'm going to do that as well. And speaking of this, now also there is a recall. You see that Trader Joe's has recalled their Green Giant and Signature Farms vegetables because of a potential listeria risk. Now, listeria, that is one of those food poisoning bacteria, right?
That is a bacteria, yes.
And that's the same sort of thing. It's just a couple days. It's unpleasant, but it's generally not fatal.
In And for most people, again, there are some people who do have medical conditions, especially if you've got chronic liver disease and things like that, that some people can get really, really sick with it too. But the vast majority of people may not even know they've ever had it. They get a little bit of a stomach ache, maybe a little bit of a fever, and it just gets better on its own. But some people can get really deathly ill and get hospitalized.
Okay, and vegetables, I always think about that vegetables are, you know, safe, especially if they're like frozen or canned. But some of this stuff can freeze and then reanimate when it thaws out, right?
Yeah, especially this Listeria, it can stay with, it can be preserved with refrigeration.
Oh, so it's, yeah, great. I thought that was the whole point of refrigeration. I thought that's why we invented refrigeration, so we can avoid these kinds of things.
Yep.
Oh, man. Oh, I don't
I'm just
know.
Locking myself in my home.
I know.
Much, I don't want to hear worry out there.
I don't. I know. Well, Listeria, too, they can get that, like cold cuts can have that. Where does it come from?
So it is found in nature, but you're right. Poultry, cold cuts. We do find vegetables from time to time will also get contaminated, and it can stay through the refrigeration cycle. So it is important that if there is, if you do have those lots of foods, and if there's a recall to discard it, don't try to you know, reheat it or reuse it or consume it in any way. It's, you're better off getting rid of it.
Yeah, just why take the risk, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then you get to get, and they're recalling it, so take it back to Trader Joe's, and they'll give you your money back. In theory.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can't speak for Trader or Joe or any of them, but I'm just going to say that I would guess that that would be the right thing for them to do. All right. Is there anything we shouldn't be worried about? I've always wondered about, especially infectious diseases doctors, I mean, isn't everything a vector to you? Is when you look at, like, when you're walking down the street or you get on an airplane or you get, whatever it happens to be, doesn't, like, I mean, it's like everything becomes, you know, it's a, like you're like a carpenter. Everything becomes a hammer, everything becomes a nail.
Yeah. Well, we still got to live and enjoy life. So at the end of the day, we got to, you know, look where are the risks and how do you still enjoy life through that?
Okay. Well, when you figure that out, email me. All right. Thank you, Dr. Hafiz. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Bye.
All right. There he is, Irvin Hafiz.
I knew there was something up with pools. I knew it.
Oh, God,
I
pools.
Knew it.
The worst. The worst. I mean, the big public pool, especially.
Yeah. Oh, like Band-Aids floating around. Is there anything grosser than a Band-Aid in a pool?
Oh, no. I'll tell you what it is. When you get in the pool and there's like a, well, there's hair and like film at the top. Like,
yeah,
like it's kind of a...
Are you happy to swim past the filter area and everything's all puddled up there? There was a recent study about how many Americans or just people in general will swim in a pool and instead of showering, like that's their version of
oh, God.
And I'm like, really?
Oh, God.
The second I get out of a pool,
yeah,
I need a shower, right? Like immediately I feel disgusting after getting out of a pool.
Right. Right,
chlorine just, isn't that powerful.
Right, you
people.
Feel the chemicals on you. You can just tell there's some weird, somebody's Band-Aids like on your hand. It's like, you,
it's applied itself to you.
Right. When did that get there? I don't have a wound on my hand.
If I have to be in a public pool, I don't understand.
I could never see Rokan in a public
what
pool.
What circumstances that would be, but if I were sentenced to a public pool...
Public pools had a good run for me.
Yeah,
not I would doing public pools.
Water wings, you know, and my head is never going to go below the, you know, if, even if my hair gets wet, I know that's the thing. And first of all, I check my body for cuts and abrasions. That's the first most important thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You need a full body check before I go in, and
you
then
don't
when
want
I get
that
out,
flesh eating bacteria. That would be the bad one.
God. And then I tape all the holes together. I make sure that there's nothing that can seep into any of my holes. There's, what if we have eight holes or nine holes, whatever it is.
So you're the Band-Aid guy.
Yeah, I'm right. Yeah, not even a Band-Aid. No, I'm using Scotch tape because it's, you know, almost kind of like waterproof. I'll tell you, it's a pain to get it off, but it is worth it just to make sure that nothing gets into any of the places that, you know, you don't want to get into. And then you get in, and then you don't ever dip your head below anything.
Right? Yeah, way too many ear infections as a child from pools.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm terrified of public pools now. I hold my breath when I drive past them now.
Yeah.
There's a public pool. Don't breathe in the air for like at least 30 seconds. There could be some crypto parasite.
I saran wrap my chest just in case my nipples are absorbing anything. That is how concerned I am about this.
And it really makes the water slide better.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Better,
yeah, that's
safe
true.
Than sorry.
I got a whole thing going. All right. Is that too much information?
Godspeed, everyone.
Thank you. Hey, enjoy the summer.
Enjoy the summer. We can't win.
Well, the lake, I mean, that was the thing. When I was a kid, my dad would always take me over to the other side of the lake because he said it was warmer over there, which we realized was because there was a nuclear plant. And we'd go in. I would invariably, I'd get a mouthful of water.
Mm. Well, that's the worst.
Right? Like if a wave, you turn a wave, and then all of a sudden you get a mouthful of water. And then, like clockwork, 4 hours and 18 minutes later, he'd have to stop at the McDonald's on the Skyway because I would have to, you know,
my stomach hurts.
It would be really bad.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, that's just what it was. And that's, you just don't want to drink, like the lake water, you don't want to get a gulp of pool water. I'm getting sick now thinking about it.
Yeah. And I always, I'm one of those people, I always get the water up the nose when I'm water skiing because once you go down, it's like, straight up in your face. There's no stopping it.
Well, you know, now that's why if you like go water skiing like up north, like in northern Wisconsin, I figure that water is like pretty
crisp.
Yeah, pristine for some reason. I don't know why I think it's pristine up there, but I just have that image in my head because it gets cold. The ice just came off the lake like 2 weeks ago.
It's fresher.
It feels right? Refreshing.
Yeah. So you figure that the cryptosporidium has been, you know, it doesn't know what to do.
And you see so closely what goes on around here, so probably when you get away to the northern woods.
Right.
This could be, this hasn't been touched by man up here.
It's got like eagle poop in it. That's it. And that's the only thing you really have to worry about. All right. Okay.
Public pools, Gatsby. Yeah.